Bear Podcast, episode 437.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white. Matt, bear problem. Don selling his... thong, okay. Having it auctioned off. I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am a very tired Ray.
Very tired Ray. Very frustrating day for you, Ray. Yeah.
Yeah.
What can you do?
What can you do? Thank God it was payday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, welcome to episode 437. And it's October 1st. Yeah.
Yay, Halloween's
here. Halloween's around the corner. And
Maynard gets to dress up in drag again.
I don't want to get dressed. I'm not going to get dressed because during Halloween, I'll be in New Orleans for...
For Drag Fest.
No, for Voodoo Fest.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
You got dressed up in drag last year for it.
No, I did not. Yeah. You dressed up like zombies.
Zombies in drag.
Zombies in drag. Yeah, so how are you, Ray?
I'm okay.
Just
a little tired, a little bummed. As I said on my Facebook post earlier, as God is my witness, I will never, ever own another American-made car. I'm sorry, America.
Yeah.
But I've had enough. Mm-hmm. This is the third American-made car I've had, and it has let me down more than again.
Well, it happens, I guess. So, what exactly happened to you? Actually, I was a witness today.
Well, I went to work this morning, went to go grab lunch. I went to Target for lunch because I was looking for some Halloween stuff. Came back, left work, went to the drugstore, came here, and cut the car off. And some guy this morning when I was driving to work said, "Your brake light's out." And I couldn't tell if he was saying both of them were out or just one of them was out. And I didn't think about it at lunch to check it. But Maynard pulled up and I said, "Hey, go in there and cut the car on and let me see the brake lights. You know, hit the brakes and see what would happen." He went to go turn it on. The battery was dead. It was like tick, 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 tick. And I was like, I just pulled up in the yard.
Not even 2 minutes. Not even, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it hadn't been that long. And I was like, well, thank God Maynard was here to jump me off. So I left him here setting up the podcast tonight while I went to a brand store that will not be named, Sears, and got that battery changed for the third time. But thank you, Scotty, who actually is a listener of the show.
Oh.
That I didn't even recognize when I walked in the door because I was in such a pissy mood. And he was like, it was like 2 minutes till 7, and they closed at 7. He said, "Well, we're getting ready to close." I said, "My battery is dead, and it's a Goodyear battery. You better fix it." I said, "Or I will sit here all night long, and y'all will call the law," because I was kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
But he got it. He called the little guy from the shop in.
He pulled some strings.
He was not happy at all, because he was ready to go. And I'm like, "Sorry, dude, my battery is completely dead. And it's the second time y'all put one in it, so it's y'all's crappy battery.
Otherwise, I'm going to go home with you."
That's no, he wasn't that cute.
He was not cute.
Not the little shop guy.
Guy.
If you like little chubby bears, then...
Oh, really?
You like Scotty, yeah. So, okay. So thanks, Scotty. Thanks for having me out tonight. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Scotty. Okay.
You got my new battery in there, and it cost me some money, though, because the warranty was on its third year, and it only gave me so much coverage. So, so there goes my glue weekend fund.
Yeah.
I guess I won't be attending glue this year.
What's glue again? GLU?
Gear, leather, uniform.
Glue. It's in Houston, right? Okay.
It's in Houston. It's the Misfits Ball.
Okay.
It's a whole weekend long thing instead of just having the Misfits Ball.
Oh, okay.
So.
That'd be nice. But anyway, so last weekend, while you were here, you just stayed home last weekend?
Pretty much.
You guys watch movies?
We went with Julio, Martin, and Juan, and we went and saw Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Gay movie. But super it's funny gay. As hell. Funny as hell. If you like Glee stuff and Smashed and you kind of like Step It Up movies, this is the a cappella version of Step It Up.
Ah.
So it was very funny, very, very funny. Fat Amy, I love you, girl.
What is it again?
I want to kill you for your boyfriends, okay?
In the trailer, she wanted to be called Fat Amy so people don't have to make
her. She's like, no, you call yourself Fat Amy? I said, at least I'm upfront about it, so you skinny bitches like you ain't calling it behind my back. So, and she was very funny. And she had some hot ass damn boyfriends all through the movie. She was a fat girl hoe.
Uh-huh.
And all through the movie, there was a scene where she was on spring break, and that was all these like super muscle guys, college hot.
Nice.
Australian guys around her.
Australian and guys?
Fat Amy's from Australia.
Oh, okay.
She wrestled dingoes and Aborigines.
So.
But it's a funny movie. It was a limited release.
You highly recommend it, huh?
I'll recommend it. If you like Glee stuff or musicals and stuff like that, go watch it. Because it's a bunch of girls singing a cappella, and there's a couple boys group. There's some actually very talented people in the movie.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch the movie. I was in New Orleans for the whole
movie. But you watch football.
I watched football. So, yeah, I drove to New Orleans. It was raining. Was it raining the whole weekend?
It rained here. Well, yeah. Off and on. I mean, it didn't get as much as everybody was saying that we were going to get. So.
Yeah, in New Orleans, it was raining. I was driving over there. It was really miserable. The drive is because, you know, it's got lots of rain. And I don't like long drives and it's raining. It's kind of scary because you have to slow down. You have to slow down, although you're going 75 miles an hour or 70 miles an hour. You have to slow down because, you know, we don't want to hydroplane or anything. Yeah. So, Mike and I watched the Ohio State game versus Michigan State. So, Mike and I kind of butched it up.
So, I went to SFO New Orleans and watched it.
No. SRO? No. SRO. No, that's in Houston.
I know, that one in New Orleans?
Yeah, but there is one. No, not in New Orleans. We went to another bar.
Tony's Corner Pocket?
No, not Tony's Corner Pocket. Corner Pocket. Yeah,
Corner Pocket.
Yeah, so we just watched football in a neighborhood bar. There's lots of people, Ohio State.
Those are
people.
Dick dancers walking around.
No! Rubbing it. That's not that kind of bar. Oh my God, touchdown! And then every time there's a touchdown, he would dance.
Every time the dick dance, there was a touchdown, the dick dancer would do helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
Yes, that's right.
Every time there was a good pass, he'd be like, "I'm a tight end receiver."
So, yeah, that was Saturday. I pretty much helped out with Mike with some paperwork and stuff. And, you know, it's hard to be a teacher. I have great respect for all teachers out there. You guys really work hard.
What, did he give you all the Asian kids' papers and said, read these for them and explain what they're trying to...
No, all these, you know, collating, all these grading, and all these, you know, putting things together.
Well, he got little dot matrix things that they go in and... do the multiple choice thing, and then he runs it through the machine.
Yeah, that's what he did. But before you do that, you have to organize it. You have to organize the stuff.
Okay.
You can't have the same exam for everyone. You have to stagger it. Like, there are different versions, and then you put them for different classes. So, yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, helping out Mike. And it's good to help your hobby once in a while for classes. And after that, we ate. Oh my God!
Did y'all play while y'all were organizing stuff?
We did.
Did y'all do professor and undergrads?
The indecent professor. No, I know what you mean, but there's nothing indecent we did. But we did eat at Willie Mae's.
Yes, and eventually bring me back any fried chicken ever. No, she did not bring me back any.
No, nope. It's the best.
She could have stopped and got me a three piece on the way out Sunday after morning, but did she? Nope.
It's a what do you call this? America's best fried chicken. That's the name of the item in the menu. It's called America's best fried chicken, and it was really decadent. It's very, very greasy, of course. It kind of
a good chicken is greasy.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of my grandmother's.
There's some greasy chicken here this weekend.
That's right, on this coffee table. There's very greasy, and the way they prepare the chicken is like the way my grandmother prepares chicken skin. it would make it into like a pork rind almost. It's so
crispy.
Crispy and everything. Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. The best fried chicken there is high school fried chicken. I don't know what it was about how they fried
high school
chicken.
Fried chicken.
Like when we were in school, man, the cafeteria, when they did fried chicken, it was like everybody's. It was just awesome tasting fried chicken. I don't know what they did different, but it beat Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the rest of them.
Really? So it's breaded?
Yeah, it was breaded, but it was real thin bread. It wasn't.
Yeah, that is what it is. Also, it was really thin bread. Next time, if we go to New Orleans, we'll go there.
Okay.
It was not a busy weekend, so we were able to get in because usually there's a long line at Willie Mae's. So we got to eat fried chicken at last. I've always wanted to go there. I just couldn't because there's long lines. Usually it's long lines and it's raining.
Uh huh.
So it kind of sucked. So I didn't want to.
This weekend, it was just raining apparently.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, actually, today I got my iPhone 5. At last I got it.
And now let me tell you what. Yesterday when we talked to him, no, I can't activate it yet. I got to wait for Mike to get here Friday. We got to activate them together. It might cause trouble with the account. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, that ain't going to wait.
That is not going to happen.
That ain't going to last all week
long. As soon as I got it today, this Monday, instead of waiting for Mike, I had to activate it. I just had to. And
How long before you jailbreak it?
I don't know. I'm not going to jailbreak it until a year, maybe. Something like that. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot. What's funny is I already got the case before the phone arrived. And, and the guy from Verizon kind of tricked me into getting one of those cases. Well, not cases, but one of those front sleeves.
The protector. I got one of mine on the forum. Patrick had one on it. It's a little scratched up, but I'm like, you know, it keeps the lens from getting all scratched up.
Yeah. So he got me that, and that's $15. I thought it's for free. I thought, installation is free.
Yeah.
Gosh. So,
but those screen protectors, if you get the good ones, and usually the ones they install are pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the one Patrick got, he got it installed at one of the mall places.
Oh, yeah. If it's the Invisishield.
Invisishield things. And they work actually very nice. I mean, it keeps it from like regular stuff scratching your pocket, scratching the glass up. Because mine finally got so bad, I took it off on the 3GS that I had.
Yeah.
And then the screen started getting scratched up in little places.
It's good to protect it.
Yeah, it's good to protect yourself.
So I got it at last, and I'm enjoying it. I haven't installed all the apps that I want to install on it yet. But I'm looking forward to play with it tonight.
So you got Growler.
I have to put Growler. I have to put Scruff.
Scruff.
Yeah.
You got to put Slamming.
Oh, Slamming's online too? They have an app.
And we'll be talking about more of that next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
If it works out. So.
Yeah, if everything works out. But anyway, so moving on. Okay. Something very big happened. Not kind of big, but it's big enough, I guess, yesterday. We went to the Montrose Counseling Center.
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about what happened afterward.
Something big came up.
Right on this table.
Right on this table, this coffee table. Shh. If only this coffee table can talk. Anyway, so Ray, what happened yesterday?
Well, we had our elections for the Houston Bears. They went off without a hitch. Everything was nice. We have a full board. Well, we don't have a full board, but we have a board now. We got to get a couple more positions filled, and then we will be sitting ready to go.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, it's good that the Houston Bears is now being run by a board now.
That's right. No more triad.
No more triad. No more triad. So
Ken, Patrick, and myself were the last of the triad.
That's right. It's still a triad at that point, right?
That's right.
Pretty much. So. Well, appointed triad, pretty much. Yeah, it's great that you guys are doing it right, and it took a long time. It took weeks, if not months.
It took about a month to get it all done.
A month to get it all done. So. Yeah. It is hard. And
HB people, I'm sorry. I know I pissed a lot of y'all off, but the shit had to be done, basically.
Yep.
It had to be done.
People didn't like it, but it had to be done.
It's in the group. It's in the membership's hands now. Like I told somebody last night, if the membership wants to change stuff, they'll come to the meetings and make it happen.
Yep. That's what happens to any club. You have to attend the meetings and make changes, yes. And
And the membership also needs to make sure that the board or the triad or whatever they have appointed is doing their jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. So now, they're going to be busy. So yeah.
So now, guess what I get to do?
What?
Bear watch.
Yes.
I can focus.
Ray can now concentrate on bear watch, which is great. He doesn't have to do any of the bullshit.
Oh no, I'll still have to do some of that, but I get to concentrate back on doing bear watch and stuff. So
yeah, that's right. Anyway, so moving on. Okay, right now you are in a new place here right now. So we talked about last week when we first recorded here.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you have a maid here.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Actually, we're, the two of us, since this is a kind of a small house, I mean, it's not a very big house. I mean, it's about double the size of my apartment, but I mean, it's not that hard to clean. I mean, it's all wood or tile floor, so that's pretty easy to keep clean. We share the shower, so I think the last time it got washed, I did it the other week. Mm-hmm. I don't know when Claude does it, but it stays clean. I mean, if I see it starting to get dirty, I clean it. And
yeah.
We just keep the common areas clean and our own places clean. And the other thing I haven't figured out is why my bathroom gets so dirty so fast.
It's the hair.
Yes, it's the hair, but when I was in the other bathroom at the apartment, I never had all that problem with all the hair everywhere.
Maybe somebody else is showering there without you knowing.
Well, no, I'm talking about in my bathroom, because my bedroom here has a half a bath in it. It's kind of the master bedroom, and then Claude's got the big room at the end of the hall, and then his bath, then he uses the full bath is his bathroom, and I just shower in there. That's all I do in there.
I think it's the hair. Either that, somebody's using it without you knowing.
Well, no, it's the hair, because I'll go in there and sweep and vacuum one day, and then I turn around next to it and it's like, where the hell did all this damn hair come from?
Is it curly or is it straight?
It's both.
It's both.
So, and we had the bug guy out here a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So, you know, they said, well, you'll see an increased activity from the pest as the poison starts to get them. So I keep finding all these dying bugs in the bathroom, and I don't know where in the hell they're coming from to be in that bathroom.
Well, it's working then. So you know, that's my issue also with Mike. Because my partner, Mike, is very, very hairy. Hairier than Ray, even. And whenever he's in the house, yeah, the house gets hairy. Yeah.
But, you know, I think one of the reasons is because everything in the damn bathroom is white. It's white tile.
Oh,
white
that's right.
Sink, everything's so, yeah, white. So everything
that's just
up.
It. It's, everything becomes visible.
And the bathroom at the apartment had some kind of beige-ish, like stone-looking grayish tile.
So it
kind of blended in some of it, I'm sure. But so it's just
maybe that's it. Yeah, that's right. And right.
I just need a house boy. Any volunteers?
Somebody to do your lawn also. You do your lawn.
I do the lawn. When I got here, I figured Claude wasn't much of a lawn person based on those conditions that the lawn was in.
Oh, it's really bad?
Well, it wasn't bad. It's just...
He hired someone?
It's just like you could tell he cut the grass and that's all he did. I mean, there was weeds growing. I mean, the grass had started growing over the sidewalk and all kind of stuff. And there's a perfectly, almost brand new edger, lawnmower, and weed whacker sitting in the garage when I got here. And I think they were Don's. And he left them here as part of the house so they would keep whoever had the house keep the stuff cleaned up and cut.
Yeah.
So it took me about a month, but I finally got it in shape. The last weekend when I got sick from, I guess, the antibiotics from being out in the sun too much,
mm-hmm.
I got out there and weeded all the flower beds in the front. So they're looking pretty nice now.
Yeah, it is.
So every time, every week I do a little bit more because I edged and weed whacked. And
I used to do that back in 2005. I was kind of excited. I got a lawnmower, got a weed whacker and everything. And I did it myself, you know, in our house and just doing. And then that was around summer and I enjoyed doing it. And then winter came, I don't really have to do it. And then I got lazy, and then summer, and then spring came and everything, and everything's growing again. And okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to mow the lawn anymore.
Well, see, I don't mind. I mean, I didn't realize how much I missed it. I mean, the whole reason I quit doing it when we had the houses before, just because I was involved with the podcast, HAB, and doing all this stuff. I was on the triad, so I was always doing something on the weekends.
Yeah.
So I got to piddle in the yard some, but cutting the grass and stuff, it just got to be too damn much. Plus, the lawnmower died, and we didn't want to go spend $400 on a lawnmower, and it was just cheaper to pay somebody $20 to come mow the yard and be done with it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I do. Just pay someone.
But here, it's not that bad. I mean, it literally takes me less than an hour to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the hardest part's the backyard because it's so big. And it's on a kind of slant going down to the bayou.
Okay. Just be careful with that. Yeah.
So, but, you know. And then
chores.
kind of about everything else. So.
Yeah. So do you guys do your chores at home? I don't like doing chores. Okay, I do the laundry. That's what I do. That's what I do for Mike. I would do all the laundry and fold it with my plastic folder, like Sheldon.
If any users are out there that have house subs,
ooh,
or house boys, how does that really work? I mean, I see people on Recon all the time talking about, I want to be a domestic server, so I'll come and do this, yada, yada, yada. I have yet to find one that'll do it. Or they're always too
far away. On Craigslist. How about Craigslist?
Oh, no. We don't mess with Craigslist. People get killed off there.
Really? That's scary.
So. Okay. But let us know. Did anybody ever email in from our little talk last week about our little topic last week? Did we ever get any response from that?
No, not yet. No.
Call in, people.
Call in.
I need to know the drama of everybody else.
Yes. Now. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay. This is an article, I think, when I saw it, Ray, I think you're going to like it.
Can I take this? Can I read this?
Okay, one? Go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
The gay. Zachary Quinto. Hey.
Hey.
Starman. He's played superheroes and pointy-eared space travelers and would die to step into the transgendered rock star Hedrick's knee-high leather boots. But Zachary Quinto's greatest role is just beginning. Quinto has been talking about doing more theater and is in the midst of extolling the geniuses of John Cameron Mitchell's East German transgendered singer Hedwig, a role that he has been burning ambition to play on stage. He wants to do Hedwig and the Angry Itch, which if y'all have ever seen the movie, it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
It's kind of drags on at times, but it's actually a very funny movie. And if you don't know the whole premise of the movie, Hedwig was raised in Germany, and he went to have a sex change, and it was botched, and it was really bad.
Yeah.
And I don't think they did everything right, if I remember correctly. So he had like an inch left, and he was angry about it.
He was angry about it. Anyway, so he had a sex change so he could marry an American, but then they were liberated. The wall was torn.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do it. So when he moved to Kansas City, that's when he's kind of screwed up. But it's funny. Yeah. It's a fun.
But
one.
The operation itself was botched up too.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like really like something you see on.
That's why he's got an angry inch. So that's Hedwig. I've seen a live play in DC before of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and it was good. I mean. I've never seen it live. For years I've only seen it on TV, you know, the movie. But then the original, before they did the movie, was really a rock concert musical type. Yeah. So
I'd like to see him do Short Bus. I like to see him doing the opening scene where he's jacking off in his mouth. Awesome.
Wow, nice.
All right, you take the geek.
Okay, here's the geek. Favi Smart Stick can turn any HD TV into an Android-powered smart TV for $50. So this TV can be an Android-powered thingy, but you can't touch it, though, because you're used to touch screens on your phone. But, yeah, imagine your phone as a big TV like this. Anyway.
So you have to have an Android phone to make this work?
No, you don't. It's really an Android device. The operating system is hooked up. It's a small dongle, and then you put in the HDMI.
Like an angry inch dongle?
Yeah.
Okay.
What angry inch? Angry 2-inch. So if you thought smart TVs were only for the privileged few, think again. Can now be had for the low price of $50. The Favi Smart Stick is a small dongle that can be plugged into any HD TV.
Like a butt plug.
Yeah. You put butt plugs on HDTV?
Yeah.
So instantly...
You put your dongle in it.
Yeah. Instantly transforming the device into a full-blown Android-powered smart TV with the ability to stream music and movies or browse the web. So the stick runs Ice Cream Sandwich and is equipped with a 4 GB of storage.
Now, so you got to quit saying stuff like that because, you know, the bears are going to try to eat the damn thing when they see the Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yeah.
They're going to be licking the screen.
Yeah, they should have Jelly Bean also. So it's got Wi-Fi connectivity, DLNA support for media, meaning you can, if you have a, what is it? A device that supports DLNA. Meaning you have another source of data. Anyway, I don't want to get too much on DLNA. So DLNA support for media sharing and access to the Google Play Store. So we are thrilled to introduce this easy-to-use device for both work and play, said Jeremy Yackel, founder of Defavi Entertainment. Smart Stick allows for much more than a streaming video box. It's your smart TV, home theater, and PC enrolled into one. The Smart Stick will be available on October 30th. Yeah, about 29 days from now. Through various retail outlets in 4GB and 8GB flavors for $49.99 and $79.99 respectively. So
that means you could like my TV in there, I have web access and I can get to like Pandora and Netflix. But then if I put this in, I could get to YouTube and...
Yeah, but how do you Netflix also, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you connect to it? What's the control? How do you control it?
Right now, you're using a Kindle HD. It's this is Android-powered, okay. A modified Android. It's the same way, so you can watch Hulu, you can watch Netflix, you can watch YouTube with it, right? You can go on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's the same thing. You just put it on the TV.
Yeah, but how do you control it on the TV?
Oh, that's the point. You will need to have... It should have Bluetooth. So you can put a keyboard on it or a pointer or something.
Okay. Like, I don't know if it came with all that, if it's just more in the dongle, or if the whole, other stuff to control it was another package.
Yeah, usually you have...
Or if you had an Android device, could you go download an app and make it?
Oh, yeah. You can do that too. I mean, most of... Some TVs right now can be controlled that way. I think there's a Google device. I forgot what it is. But yeah, you can do that. You can control it with an Android device, which is great. Okay, so yeah, tell us about it. If you guys get it, let us know. You can send it to us too. If you give this to us, we can play around with it. Okay, on with the bizarre, Ray. This is one topic for you.
This is a good one because, I did a lot of this myself and it required no mechanisms this weekend.
Yep.
Hands-free sperm extractor.
Zhengzhou.
Zhengzhou Central Hospital in China introduces new donation machine. It comes to sperm donation. These scientists are trying to give you a hand. It looked like almost like a one-person milking machine.
So I know, right?
Researchers at Zhengzhou Central Hospital in China have created a device that helps men retrieve semen without lifting a finger. Well, they have to cut the thing on, so they have to lift a finger.
Yeah, they have to press. Yeah.
A hands-free sperm donation machine called the Sperm Extractor. I wonder if it's any relation to the Orgasmatron. An adaptable massager that adjusts to the height of the donor's pelvis and allows the user to manipulate the temperature, aptitude, frequency, and speed, the Times of India reported. Now, there is a video that goes along with this.
Yes, yeah.
And I told Maynard it looks like an updated Dalek.
Mm-hmm.
So, the machine also has a display screen and a surround sound system, presumably to help the man focus on his job without distraction. So,
surround sound, why?
So, now here's the deal. Now, before we move any further on this, I think we should go get copyrights on this or get the import rights on this,
okay.
And then we can set them up so you can put them in men's restrooms all over the city.
Okay.
And they can take credit cards, busy day at lunch, you're just stressed out and you need a quick one, you go to the sperminator.
That's right. And then you just need it's a booth like a confessional type. You go in there.
That's right. And then you can pick whatever videos you want,
Okay.
Plug your iPod in, whatever.
So. Yeah, so it would suck you.
But how do we make it self-cleaning?
You'll keep going. All right. Mm-hmm.
When a male infertility patient comes for treatment, we must fully inspect the sperm, which requires sperm extraction, he said, according to MedicalDaily.com. The machine is only recommended for patients that had difficulty retrieving sperm.
I don't have difficulty retrieving sperm. Do you? Apparently you don't.
Just taking a long time count.
Okay.
He also stressed that anyone using the machine must use a condom, and that lubricant and chemicals on the condoms can affect the accuracy of the test results.
There you go, see?
So you're still using a condom, so it's not like you can bareback the machine.
No, that would be disgusting.
Well, if it's your machine, if it's you just, buy your personal
you buy your own. Yeah.
Buy your own, you know.
No, you go growler for that.
Oh, I wonder if you can get one that looks like R2-D2.
An R2-D2 suction machine? Sperm donation? R2-D2 or a C-3PO?
Yeah. The hands-free goo-getting gadget is currently only at Xinzhou Central Hospital, but could be coming to a fertility clinic near you soon. According to the Daily Mail, which reports that one website is already selling models of the machine for $2,800. The website is promoting it, stating, "I can give patients a very, very comfortable feeling." So you can go to the doctor and get a happy ending.
That's right. So you still need to wear a condom to fuck it. Actually, you just...
Well, you're not fucking it. You're standing there...
Oh, that's right. You're not fucking it. Fine. It's giving you a blowjob.
It basically looks like they took a jack-off sleeve and put it in a machine that put a little suction, and you can speed it up and detection and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's
a fleshlight.
It's an automated fleshlight.
It's
an automated fleshlight.
And my question is, by the time you get that far in, why don't you just get on Growler and do a hookup or scruff, or
if you want sperm donations,
or yeah, grinder, so, if you're skinny enough to get on there.
Okay,
and
how did they do it in sperm donation clinics anyway? Don't you jack off on a cup?
Yeah,
because the way they said it here, that you use the machine, you wear a condom, so you get it from the condom. But then isn't the condom like latex and it's got I don't know.
Oh, it's got lubricants and stuff on it. So, I mean, there's a way, you know. Well, no, but, like, when they do it with the machine, yeah, they have to use a condom because of safety to keep
flesh from... So, touch. The next one can use it.
So the next one, well, I mean, it has to be... I'm sure they do a very...
Yeah. There's a line. There's a line. Hey, it's my turn to donate. No, it's my turn. No.
I wonder if it can be fisted. So anyway, I mean, the way they used to do it is because they make all the jokes about it in the movie, because, you know, you have to go in there and jack off in a cup, and they got videos and magazines around for you to do it, and there's always that joke. So here, and you're sitting there and you're getting,
yeah,
the boys can't perform. So,
oh, that's right.
But that's funny.
Anyway, so that link came from Dave.
But
so
I'm
thank you, Dave.
But think it'd be a great party favor if you had the R2-D2 version of it.
Yeah.
And you'd just be like, and there'd be like a little tray, like he's on the serving thing of on the barge, Jabba the Hutt's barge.
Yeah.
And you can have condoms and different lubes and stuff, and then he just gets in and you whip it out, and second he's good.
Or it can be a real Dalek. And then, you know, it sucks you off and it says, ejaculate. It can do that too. Yes,
because it does feel like a dialect, a modern day.
It looks like a
dialect.
Yeah, so.
They replaced the toilet plunger with a sucking device.
Yeah,
another
that's
type
right.
of sucking device.
Anyway, okay. So tell us what you think. Do you think it's going to be popular at Parenthood or something?
I think
Julio. We should ask Julio about this. He might have some.
What are they? Julio doesn't.
You know, they
don't deal with sperm.
They don't? Oh,
well,
okay.
They deal with sperm.
It's Planned
They deal with STDs. They might have something that'll check to see if it's got some itchy, scratchy.
Yeah,
on
that's
it.
Right.
That's what they need there. Oh, oops. I hit the mic.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
But they might need something that'll help with the itchy, scratchy. So, but other than that.
Itchy, scratchy.
All right, I'm going to say this bitch stole my pose, Eric. I don't care if you're from Chicago and you got all your little video hits with your little drench fur video and shit. You stole my pose.
That's right. Well, thank you, Devin, for the pictures. It's their trip to Michigan. They went to the beach in Michigan. They have by the lake there. I don't know. It's their yearly trip there. Him and so Eric and Aaron were there. Jay and Devin were there too. So,
Devin doesn't ever invite me to go anywhere.
Who? Devin doesn't. Devin doesn't take you anywhere.
He doesn't take me anywhere.
They might. Oh, you know, they're planning to go to. To Drench for again next year.
Really?
So, yeah. I want to go, so we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm going to go to that. Anyway, so just a few shout-outs. Some birthdays. I wanted to say happy birthday to Clay.
That's right. I'm glad you finally got older than me.
That's fine. And George. It's our friend.
Which George is this?
Jorge.
Jorge, okay.
He's a friend of Shahram.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That's what I thought it was, but I want to make sure.
Yeah. So.
And I want to thank you, Scotty, for helping me out with the battery tonight and hooking me up.
So. Yeah, he's watching this. So. Does he watch it or listen to this?
He used to. That's why we got talking, because he used to listen to the podcast. I don't know if he still does it, but he used to. So.
Oh, okay. Send naked pictures, Scotty. Anyway, yeah, so go back to the store and talk to him. Hey, watch the show.
Yeah. Well, I'll text him a little bit. He's on Growler. I went there and he was. I was talking to the guy, and I was like, he looked kind of familiar, but then I was like, I don't know. I was just pissed off about the whole battery thing. And then as soon as I got in the car and started driving out of the parking lot, Growler started blowing up. He said, I thought that was you, and I couldn't see the picture on the image so good. And I said, who is this? He said, Scotty, the guy that just sold you your battery. And I was like, oh, Scotty.
Why didn't he say anything? And you were talking to him. Oh, because he was business. All business.
Yeah, he's on the DL at work.
the DL at work. Okay. Anyway, okay. So, yeah. Thank you, Scotty, for helping out Ray. Otherwise, he won't be here. He would have been walking today.
I'd have been camping out on their floor in there tonight. Waiting for them to come in the morning to fix that battery so I can go to work.
That's right.
You had to do the podcast by yourself? Yeah. Just you and Eric's pictures.
Just me and Eric. Oh, hello, Eric. Okay, so congratulations to Houston Bears for organizing yourself. congratulations to the board, to the new board. You guys are doing a great job. And I hope this new year that you guys are starting, more power to you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for Bear Watch. Which you're gonna experience.
Gotta get rolling.
How many years do you still have?
Next year is the last year, and then I'm stepping down.
Next year, but next year is the 14th.
I'm talking about 15. I'm already thinking that it's 2013. I'm talking about 2014 will be my last year.
2014, so that's Bear Watch 15. Yeah.
Well, this year might be the last year if the zombie apocalypse things happen.
Oh, that's
if
that right. Happens, how many months do we have to go? Two more months.
October, November, middle of December, end of December.
December 21st.
So I won't spend all that money to go to Australia until you're sure that's not going to happen, because then you'd be just wasting all that money.
Oh, that's right. Damn. December 21st. All hell goes through. Okay. Anyway, okay, so I guess that's it. That's our show, guys. If you enjoyed it, if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or give us a call on the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes and Facebook. Did I say that right? No. Subscribe via iTunes and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's it. And also Vimeo, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Ray, we have to watch a movie. You have to watch Looper yet.
I haven't watched Looper yet. No. So
yeah.
Maybe this week if I'm working in the busy schedule.
Looper.
Mr. Looper. Mr. Gordon Levitt Hewitt.
and Bruce Willis. I used to have a crush on Bruce Willis when he was younger. During the moonlighting days. Moonlighting, yeah. Anyway, so thank you everyone for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
I don't whisper. Clap. If we don't clap, then you get all freaked out at the end. Oh my god, I forgot to clap! Oh my god! You have got to start watching Breaking Bad.
It's about drugs and creating crystal meth, something like that.
It's about making meth.